続いて第2部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 16. The starfish flower is a plant that produces big flowers that are shaped like stars. Starfish flowers require little care and grow well in people's homes. However, when the plants bloom, some people put them outside because of their smell. Even though their flowers look pretty, they tend to produce a bad smell.
Question. What is one thing we learn about starfish flowers? Number 17.
When Samantha was young, her family moved many times because of her father's job. By the time she finished high school, she had lived in 7 different cities. Samantha had not liked having to make new friends. When she started college last year, however, she found that she could make friends easily. She realized that this was because she had moved a lot when she was younger.
Question. Why does Samantha think she was able to make friends easily in college?
Number 18. Vicky lives in Los Angeles. In her spare time, she looks for free things to do in the city. She goes to places that do not require money, like museums, parks, and beaches. In the evenings, she writes in her blog about the places she visits. Recently, her blog has become popular with tourists who want to save money.
Question. What does Vicky write about in her blog? Number 19.
Thank you for coming to my retirement party. I've been a writer here at Fun Sports Magazine for 35 years. I'm sad to say goodbye, but I'm also happy to have some time to travel. For my first trip, I'll visit my daughter in France. She's a chef, and I'm excited to eat at her restaurant. Then I'm planning to take a cruise that will stop at various countries in Asia.
Question. What will the speaker do after he retires? Number 20.
There is a soup called Italian wedding soup that is made with green vegetables and meat. The soup sometimes has pasta in it, too. Many people think this soup is served at Italian weddings, but the name actually refers to the marriage of the ingredients in the soup. Vegetables and meat taste good when cooked together, so they make a good couple.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Italian wedding soup? Number 21.
Last year, Satoko studied abroad in Australia. She loves badminton, but her college in Australia did not have a badminton club. She decided to start her own club, and many students became members. The club even had a game against another school. Satoko is back in Japan now, but she has heard that her school in Australia will continue the badminton club.
Question. What did Satoko do last year? Number 22.
Joseph is a first-year college student. He takes notes in his classes, but one of his professors speaks very fast. He has to write his notes quickly, and sometimes he has trouble reading his own handwriting later. Next week, he will start taking his laptop computer to class and use it to take notes. That way, he will be able to read his notes more easily when he studies for tests.
Question: What is Joseph's problem? Number 23.
Superman is a popular American superhero, but some people argue that he is a Canadian superhero too. The Superman character was created by two people, an artist and a writer. Both of them were living in the United States when they created Superman, but the artist who drew him was born in Canada. That is why some people consider Superman to be a Canadian superhero.
Question: Why do some people think Superman is a Canadian superhero? Number 24.
Randy and Miranda got married last year, and they want to buy a house. Their salaries are high, but they have a lot of trouble saving money. They often waste money on things they do not need, such as weekend ski trips and dinners at expensive restaurants. In order to save money, they have decided to reduce how much they spend each month.
Question: What is Randy and Miranda's problem? Number 25.
Nordio is studying American history at a college in Osaka. As part of his program, he needs to spend 1 year studying in the United States. He has decided to go to a college in Boston because there are many libraries and museums where he can do research. During his year abroad, he also wants to visit famous historical places around Boston.
Question: Why did Norio choose to study in Boston? Number 26.
Attention shoppers! Today is the last day of our Smart Shopper Club campaign. Memberships usually cost $20, but right now they're free. By becoming a member, you can receive a 5% discount on any purchase in our store. Just show your membership card to the cashier when you purchase your items. Don't miss this chance to save.
Question: How can shoppers receive a discount at the store? Number 27.
Trevor is from Australia, but he has been living in Japan for the past 10 years. Every Mother's Day, Trevor calls his mother in Sydney. But this year, he decided to do something extra. He ordered flowers on an Australian website and asked for them to be delivered on Mother's Day. On the morning of Mother's Day, Trevor's mother received the flowers and was very happy.
Question: What did Trevor do for Mother's Day this year? Number 28.
Mystery novels have been a popular form of entertainment for readers for over 100 years. However, old mystery novels have also become very useful for people who are studying history. This is because many mystery novels describe small details, such as the way people dress or what they eat. In fact, these books often teach us more about how people lived in the past than old newspapers do.
Question: What is one thing we learn about old mystery novels? Number 29.
Sarah is a professional photographer. During the week, she takes pictures of families and children at a photo studio. On Saturdays and Sundays, she is usually busy taking photos at weddings. Next weekend, however, Sarah will take a vacation. She is planning to travel to the mountains and take photos of the beautiful scenery.
Question: What will Sarah do next weekend? Number 30.
Attention, passengers. We will soon begin our lunch service. Please return your seats to their original positions and remove any devices on the table. There is a menu in the seat pocket in front of you. Today, there is a choice between beef or grilled salmon, and we will serve ice cream for dessert. Thank you.
Question: What is one thing that passengers are asked to do?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは解散の指示を出すまで静かにお待ちください。